This site is the clone work of Hall V. Worthington and his wife, Joan Worthington. Hall passed away in 2023 at the age of 80. For those interested in original website, you can find all of the archives of this website at the Wayback Machine at archive.org. Here is a direct link to the last snapshot of the site. https://web.archive.org/web/20230410135859/https/www.hallworthington.com/the-entire-history is also available below. https://web.archive.org/web/20230000*hallworthington.com You can install the original website from the original source too, by clicking this link, Download Instructions. This clone is created in 2025, roughly a year after the original website went offline. After relying on the Wayback Machine for over a year, I found the experience frustrating due to intrusive UI overlays on mobile, slow load times, crashes, and for some pages, it requires digging into different snapshots. Since running the original desktop software isn't feasible on my primary operating systems, Mac and Linux, I decided to scrape, host, and add UI enhancements to support mobile screen. My hope is by providing stable version and supporting smaller screen, it will better serve other seekers, particularly the younger generations. Please refer to the Wayback Machine or the desktop application if there is any doubt about the content. Only visual tweaks, font, color, margins, padding, were made to the original pages, either for mobile readability or due to technical constraints. Recreating 100% visual parity with the original would involve extensive effort, so there will be UI differences. Otherwise, the content of the pages across this site remain as they were when work stopped in 2023. We are an 80-year-old couple, blessed to be married for 60 years to each other, one of the few things in our fleshly life that we can review with satisfaction. I am Hall V. Worthington and my wife is Joan Worthington. We are not reverend, father, brother, sister, doctor, pastor, or priest. Without title, we are simply Hall and Joan, like Nathaniel, Peter, Aquila, Priscilla, and George Fox, drawn in their trades by God to be taught by, changed by, and serve as commanded by the captain of our salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ. The basic form of this website first appeared in 4-2006 with scanned Fox's works from the 1831 edition of the works of George Fox. The scans were corrected, including updating the language, and wrote the home page plus the from the editor's pages. Their attempt was to update the language on his journal, letters, and doctrinal books so that they could be read years from now. Over time, there were added works from Margaret Fox, Isaac Pennington, Francis Haugill, William Penn, and many other eminent early Quakers, plus historical background information. Apologies in advance for any typographical or grammar errors. Freely we have received, freely we give to you. We were silent for 25 years while being taught and changed, before receiving his explicit command in January 2006, to publish this website, which includes his frequent specific words and corrections to our words. The site's purpose is to show you the true hope and inspire your much faster journey to purity and the kingdom of God within you. We have struggled, made many mistakes, wandered through many deficit sects of Christendom, been wrong and corrected again, but always encouraged, strengthened, and rewarded by Christ for our efforts and progress. Our knowledge comes from the Bible, George Fox's writings, and direct teachings of Christ through the Holy Spirit of God. Everything was given to us by Him. We happily report we did not go to Bible college to learn. We do not ask for contributions, for Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give," which both Peter and Paul echoed as forbidden. We are not recruiting for any organization. We are not affiliated with any of the sects or religions. Our motivation is to be obedient to our Lord's commands and our love for all our fellow men. We also look forward to seeing the world change, when the few, who hunger and persevere, enter the kingdom and walk in the light and will of God. For those who can hear the message of the true gospel and the inward cross of self-denial as the means to achieve the true gospel's promises, be sure to read How to Wait on God and Benefit from His Purifying Power. Grace will teach you what to deny and how to live soberly, godly, and righteously in this present world. Titus 2:11-14. You need no other teacher than the anointing within you, the light and word Christ. 1 John 2:27. Jesus said, "There is only one thing needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her, to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear his word. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life." Luke 10:39-42, John 6:63. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. John 18:37-10:27. It is a cross to a man's will to sit in humble silence to wait on God, listening and watching, while struggling to keep his mind from wandering. It is a cross to a man's will to obey what he is commanded and taught by the Holy Spirit. This is the cross of which you must deny yourself and pick it up every day to then follow Jesus. To obey his voice is to follow Jesus. This is how to do what you have prayed for 1,000 times, "Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." You cannot be his disciple unless you pick up your cross daily and follow his orders. Salvation is only received by those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes, who obey completely the voice of the Lord in whatever he commands. Do not be discouraged if you don't hear for some time. Even your waiting is to your credit. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, in proportion to our waiting and hoping on you. Psalms 33:22, if you listen and obey daily, he will lead you out of the darkness that you may not sin. Whatever commands you receive and hear, continually lay them to heart and obey them and repent. Rev 3:3, keep a notebook of commands and understandings received. He told us, "Why should I teach you if you don't write down what I tell you?" For building your hope, read George Fox's and other early Quakers' journals and letters, and this site's online Bible, available with commentary to understand the true gospel and the true hope. And keep seeking while on the cross until you run into the arms of Jesus. We give you our love and our wish for your peace. Regarding the validity of purity through the cross, 1. There is a page with links to some of the most inspirational testimonies of the early Quakers, and 2. Our lesser testimony is also available. For those curious, there is also a record of our journey of seeking. For those who think we are evil, stupid, or who feel threatened by the message of this site, first, we sympathize with you. To some of you, this is shocking and attacks what you hold to be your sacred beliefs. We too were told by many experts that there was nothing to do other than accept Jesus. Confess that Jesus is Lord, get baptized, according to some, receive the Holy Spirit, go to services, and study the Bible for growth. But after all of the above and more, I still had problems, like anger and lust. And no matter how many times I was saved, I failed to measure up to Christ's admonitions, among them, "Therefore be perfect, even as your Father who is in heaven is perfect," Matt 5:48, "and whoever looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart," Matt 5:28. All of the Bible's warnings, the requirements and qualifying conditions were being ignored by Christendom. And I could see leading Buddhists and Hindus who were far more peaceful, gentle, and godly than any of the living leaders in Christendom. But I knew Jesus was the right way. His teachings and record were so far superior to the founders of all other faiths. So there was something very wrong, something that everyone in Christendom was missing. We knew the early church was full of miracles and holy, perfect men with the power of God for miracles that healed entire towns, but what happened? So I started researching Christian history and stumbled across the early Quaker writings, and then to the founder of the Quakers, George Fox, and there it was again. The power of Paul, the power of Peter in many thousands of early Quakers, modern Quakers are radically different. So, holiness was and is possible. Power was and is possible. The kingdom of heaven can be entered while on earth. Their record is in this site. You can read it too. It is free. It is a click away. Second, click here to see a list of Jesus' recorded commands from the Bible. Now see how many you can keep or obey, such as love your enemies, turn the other cheek, love your neighbor as yourself, be perfect as the Father is perfect, be merciful as your Father also is merciful. Ask yourself, why would Jesus have wasted his breath giving us all these commands unless he was showing us a way to keep them? Look for the way. It is going to Jesus personally to learn from him, get cleansed by him, led by him, and come to know him. See, Jesus wants to teach you himself. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John 10:27. If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:31-32. The hope of purity and the cross as the means to achieve it are what is missing in the deficit sects today. This site shows the way to the cross. to persistently and patiently sit in humble silence while waiting on God, as you listen and watch for the Lord your teacher each day, repenting of the conditions he shows you in your heart, and following his commands to repent that you hear Jesus speak directly to you, all of these are a cross to your will. As Jesus said, "For everyone who comes to me and listens to my spoken words and does them lays the sure foundation of true faith that survives. You have found the way to salvation, which is to be freed from even the desire to sin." As Paul said in Philippians, "Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling." He cleanses us to purify our hearts and souls. Grace through loving, obedient faith in Jesus Christ is what changes you as you pick up your cross daily and lose your life to save it. But grace does not excuse your continuing to sin. True grace does not grant instant salvation. True grace is a teaching process, how to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and how to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Titus 2:11-14. Grace would change you, destroying your sinful nature through the cross, resulting in the fruit of the Spirit. Love, peace, quietness, and confident trust forever. Joy, patience, including longsuffering, steadfastness, and perseverance. Kindness, including morality and integrity. Goodness, faith, gentleness, including meekness and humility. And self-control, mastery of sensual appetites, passions, and desires. "And whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Luke 14:27, those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh, the sinful nature, with its passions and desires, lusts and affections. Gal 5:24, when you bear, produce, or bring forth much fruit, my Father is honored and glorified, and you show that you are truly my disciples, true followers. John 15:8-3, don't depend on any man or writing for your salvation. There are millions of blind guides on the Broadway that are in the ditch. You will know them by their fruits. You have no need of any teacher other than the anointing within you. Don't rely on what others tell you what the Bible says. Read the New Testament yourself. Notice the many statements requiring holiness, purity, righteousness, killing the sinful nature or fleshly self, perfection. Notice the many disqualifications for anyone who continues to live in sin or in the flesh. Immoral, impure, covetous, drunken, angry, envious, following pleasures, ambitious, jealous, lying, hatred, discord, partying, pride, etc. Then pray for guidance. But remember, to get guidance, you have to be quiet and listen for an answer. Then you can make your own decisions about what is required of you. Our love and peace to you. And may you hear directly from the eternal Prince of Peace, our Lord Jesus Christ, to guide you to His and the Father's will. With love to all, Hall Worthington and Joan Worthington. If you are looking for additional information, teachings, or doctrine, this is it. Make Jesus Christ your ruling Lord and King so that He commands all your words and all your actions. If you want to preach your conflicting views, argue or quarrel, save the effort. We will not respond, for we don't argue. And the Lord's servant must not quarrel. Instead, he must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. 2 Tim 2:24, if we were in a forum where opposing views were stated, we would respond strongly to prevent others from being misled. But if we reply to an argumentative email, we would only be arguing with the sender, not protecting others from the errors of their opposition. We are not looking to partner with any other churches, ministries, Bible schools, seminaries, evangelists, etc. We will not support other ministries with distribution of Bibles, supplies, funds, or visits. If you wish to understand why we do not support or even reply to such requests, click here. We are not a prayer ministry. The Bible says to pray always with words supplied by the Spirit, so we cannot pray as requested, for that is by man's will. This is strange to most new people to the site, so click here for further understanding. Regarding the name of the website being my name, with middle initial. Back in Jan 6, I was told by the Lord while waiting on Him to put up a website in my name, including the middle initial. I put up a personal information website in my name without the middle initial, www.hallworthington.com. The Lord told me I had not done as He had commanded. We had included a link to an abbreviated George Fox's journal at another site. And since I loved Fox's letters so much, I began to scan and upload his letters to the site in a separate link. When we discovered that the link to his journal was to an abbreviated version, we started scanning his full, unabbreviated journal and uploading it too. The site became 99% George Fox's writings, and so I decided to change the name of the website to www.georgiafoxwritings.com, thinking it more accurately reflected the site's content and giving credit where credit was due, the Lord told me afterwards. You still have not named the website as I commanded you. I was reluctant to do so because it seemed so egotistical. Shortly after completely uploading Fox's letters and journal, we started adding other authors we had found. So, this time I changed the website name to www.halvorthington.com as he had commanded and reminded me of my failure to obey twice. It remains to be seen why the Lord felt it necessary to use my name on the website, but I am sure it will become clear in the near future. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and His kingdom.